Hello, this is Miss Beatrix, a partner creator at The Pervert Paradise, and I will be reading a story titled Girl Scout Gang Rape, a story written by Ernie Walker. This story was commissioned to be read by Dee Gray, whose own stories and fantasy captions can be found also at the Pervert Paradise Discord server. The following fantasy roleplay audio is for adult entertainment and harm prevention purpose only. All situations, scenarios, characters, events described are works of fiction. None of the events described have any basis in reality and are not to be used as encouragement or instruction in any way. I do not condone the activities depicted within this audio. The goal is not to normalize these depictions, but to provide a safe, legal, and consensual outlet that many desperately need. Part 4, The Forklift. Jimbo leaned over and scooped up the child's ravaged body and tossed her over his shoulders, her bottom only inches from his face, her torso hanging down his back. He looked over to Jack, who was pile-driving the other girl, pulling his cock all the way out, only to force it back into her preteen ass. The girl would pant and gasp every time he forced himself into. "Hey, you want to finish that here, or you want to come here with us? I'm taking this one to go visit her sister, wherever she is," Jimbo said as he absent-mindedly fondled the preteen's abused vagina and still virgin asshole. Tina looked up at Jimbo, still tasting the foul residue in her mouth, and suddenly felt her heart break. Her 6-year-old sister was thrown over the shoulder of this large man, and he established his control over her by fingering the child's opening. Tina saw blood streaks on her sister's thighs and knew what had happened. Those men had taken her virginity, had ripped her open and forced her into womanhood years before she was ready. Tina started to sob as she felt the man behind her continue his rape of her butthole, continuing, forcing himself into her faster and harder until he shuddered and yelled, and she felt him shooting into her ravaged bottom, squirting his juices into her bowels. She felt the gooey slime pour inside of her, coating her bowels. She found herself shocked that she was so relieved it was not in her mouth. How easily and quickly she accepted the concept of a strange man ravaging her bottom and dumping his semen into her bottom. A hand grasped the back of her head and pulled her up. "Okay, let's go find your sister," the man holding her from behind said as he forced her out of the elevator and into the half-built building. She noticed it was still daylight. She was shocked. Tina could have sworn it had been hours she was in that elevator, when it could have only been 30 minutes at most. She heard the men behind her, too many to count, picking up her things, looking through her purse. "Hey, this little bitch has her mommy's credit card," one of the men exclaimed as he rifled through her belongings. She felt anonymous fingers and hands grope her sore bottom and probe her front, fondling her nipples and her privates between her lips while she walked. She tripped once, but the man gripping her hair held her aloft, and she spun around and saw the group of men following her, all of them in various states of dress. All of them had their pants off, and their penis were all hard and pointing straight out. She spun back around as they rounded the corner and saw a large piece of machinery, a forklift, with a smaller group of men surrounding it. She saw a couple of the men moving their hips, the butts clenching as they moved back and forth. She wondered briefly what they were doing when she saw her little sister's Eeyore tennis shoes propped up on the shoulders of two of the men, and she recognized the same muffled moaning that was coming from Cindy from the elevator. Sandy faintly heard something happening in the corner, but couldn't figure out what it was. She heard several more voices and several laughs, but the grunts and growls of the grown-ups that surrounded her took all of her attention. She had stopped trying to figure out why this was happening. Her six-year-old mind grasped a key concept. She could stop the pain these men were causing if she did what they wanted. It was much easier. She took her mouth off of the engorged dick of one of the men and panted. Her jaw was beginning to get sore. She looked at the man crouched over her face, who was violently pumping his thing up and down, whispering bad words to her, calling her things like slut, cunt, and fuck toy. The man's penis was over her head, and she recognized the symptoms of the coming, as the men called it, the swaying of his hips. She had already seen it a few times, as the streaks of white that covered her face and her chest and privates proved. She had tasted it already, had it shot in her hair and her nose. It was almost shot inside her cunt and her ass, and those grown men called it as they cheered each other on. The hips above her jerked once, twice. The man angled his pee-pee down. "Open up, kid. Open your mouth. What do you say, huh? What do you say?" the man asked her, panting heavily, grumbling low in his throat. "Can I have your cum, Daddy?" Sandy asked, several other streaks of jizz lathering her young face. "Please, Daddy, I want it. Please feed me your cum," Sandy repeatedly by rote. She had learned to say those words even if she didn't understand them. They made her say it. She knew if she didn't, they would hurt her again, make her bottom hurt. If she played with them, they didn't hurt her. She didn't like playing with them. It still hurt when they forced their big things in her mouth or between her legs or in her bottom. But it didn't hurt as much as when they meant to hurt her. "Daddy, can I drink your cum?" Sandy asked again, trying to look at the man in his eyes, trying to see up past his penis. They liked it when she looked at their eyes and said those words. They always looked surprised. "On my tongue, Daddy. Shoot on my tongue, okay?" Sandy said as she stuck out her tongue. The man above her shouted, fell to one of his knees and aimed his penis right at her face. She looked up into the hole at the tip. She saw the first spurt come and felt it strike her cheek. "My mouth, Daddy, please," Sandy yelled, trying to keep them from hurting her. They didn't like it when she missed. She moved her face over a little and rose a little and enclosed her little mouth over the fat tip, and felt more spurts of bitter cream strike inside her mouth and on her tongue. She sucked it strongly, and the man above her howled. She knew it wasn't hurting him. They always yelled like that when she sucked really hard, when they shot their stuff at her. She felt another few spurts inside her mouth, and it puffed her cheeks out. It was too much. He was filling her mouth, and she couldn't swallow that much. She gulped furiously, felt the juice start to escape her lips over the head of the grown man's cock in her mouth. She was desperately trying to keep all of his cum in her mouth and swallow, no matter how bitter, how sour it tasted, because they liked her when she did that. After a moment, the cum stopped shooting inside her mouth, and she was able to swallow some more, bring it into her mouth and suck it down, coating the inside of her throat with the gooey cream, never minding the taste. The man above her fell back and landed above her head. She felt the board she was laying on shake as he hit with an exhaustion. Jimbo watched the little show being put on before him, his co-workers ravaging the preteen Girl Scout and her begging for John's cum like a real slut. He felt his cock get harder, a feat he didn't think was possible at that moment. "You guys, hold her and make her watch," the foreman commanded. "I'm going to take this one and have some fun with her sister." Cindy felt her heart jumped in her chest at the idea of what this mean man might call fun. "No," Tina yelled. "Please, leave them alone," was all she got out before the man holding her hair punched her in the kidneys. Two other men grabbed her arms and legs and held her against the wall as the leader took her young sister and walked over to the group. They held her in place, and when she tried to close her eyes or look away, they smacked her. They wanted her to watch this. For some reason, they wanted her to see what they were going to do to her little sisters. The men had put a sheet of wood across the metal arms of the forklift and was able to raise and lower the slut into any position they wanted. Currently, Tony was laying on his back, with the girl being forced to take his monster cock up her tiny ass, as one of the new workers, Jimbo didn't even know his name, continued pounding into the child's preteen cunt. Her legs were being held open by Bobby and Ray, keeping them nice and spread. The young girl was panting, grunting softly, with her facial features screwed up in a mixture of pain and wonder at all the new things she was learning about how the world really worked. Of course, the countless streams of cum, both dry and still slick, marred her young, freckled face. Her uniform was still on, dried semen visible in streaks across the awards patches the girl had worked so hard to earn. Jimbo found himself surprised that the child could fit two grown-up cocks inside of her, pushing her legs apart and opening her crotch to an obscene level. Jimbo lifted the girl off his shoulder and looked at her. She peered deep into his eyes, no doubt trying to figure out what he was going to do to her next. He turned around so her back was pressed against her chest, still held aloft in his arms. The child only weighed no more than 60 pounds, an easy feat for this construction foreman. He nestled her into the crook of his right arm and used his left arm to bend his cock up and run it the length of her slit, from her underdeveloped labia and clit to her virgin ass, all the while holding her fast to him. Cindy felt the mushroom head of the man's thing probe her, moving all around between her legs, wondering when it was going to drive into her. She looked at the large piece of machinery and saw her sister in the middle of a group of men, her legs spread wide. Her face had stuff all over it, and she was squinting every time she was forced down, only to back up again. The man holding her started carrying her toward her sister, continually wiping his thing back and forth between his legs, not pushing it in, just moving it up and down, across her pee hole to her poop hole. When the man reached the large machine, he tossed her forward and she broke her fall by catching the edge of the board with her arms and pushing her torso up so she was looking right at her twin while she was being ravished. Sandy looked at her twin as the men continued to pound their adult cocks into her young body, forcing her thighs and bowels open with the sheer size of their penises and power of their thrust. Her hair, this morning a bright red, was pasted to her face and neck with sweat and cum. Sandy felt her sister reach out to touch her and pulled her fingers back at the flaky crust of dry semen that covered the six-year-old's face and head. Cindy reached out and embraced her twin, seeking comfort, trying to pull away from the man that was still rubbing his thing between her legs. She moved her knees up onto the board and nestled her head into her sister's neck, unmindful of the smell and feel of the jism, both wet and dry, that coated her. Jimbo took that opportunity to raise one of his legs onto the board, lift himself to gain leverage, and forced himself into the child's ass. The young girl barely placing her head into the crook of her sister's neck before it was thrown back into a high-pitched scream as the adult cock ripped into her virgin butthole. He felt the tip, the mushroom head that he had been wiping between her legs, press into the ring of her anus, and using the sweat and blood from her vicious fucking by Jose as a perverse lubricant, drove into her colon with his thick cock. Her body buckled at the invasion as each inch ripped past her sphincter, forcing it wide, opening her up. With every moment, Jimbo pumped more of his rock-hard penis into the child, holding her fast, not letting her escape, determined to bury his entire cock into the girl scout. She continued to scream at the incredible pain suddenly erupted in the lower half of her body. Her bottom was on fire. This mean man was putting his thing where she poops. She felt her body try to fight it, try to reject the hard rod being forced into her, but it wasn't strong enough. All at once, she felt her bottom open, giving up the battle, and the man savagely drove into her butthole. She screamed even louder when she felt the hairy things hit her pee-pee, for she knew that he was all the way inside of her. The thing that had been forced down her throat was now buried inside her bottom, and it hurt. It hurt. Ow! Ow, mister! Please stop! Don't hurt me! Ow! Cindy screamed, her mouth wide open. One of the other men, Tito, who had been waiting for the girl's sister, waiting for his chance to fuck her twin's ass, saw his turn and grabbed the young girl by the back of the head and muffled her scream with his dick. He felt it just slide right into her mouth and stop her scream. The scream ceased and her throat started to close. Tito knitted his fingers behind the preteen's head and thrust his hips forward, driving his cock into her throat, making her neck bulge when he passed her tonsils. Cindy felt the man force his penis into her throat, felt her tongue drop into the bottom of her mouth, trying to hide from the invading object, trying to get out of the way. She felt her nose ram into the man's hair at the base of his thing, that short, curly, coarse hair that all the men had that hurt her face. She couldn't do this again. She had to do something. Suddenly, Sandy got an image in her mind of teeth. She realized that Cindy was going to bite the man who was in her mouth. Cindy, no! Sandy said, in between deep thrusts from the men who were vaginally and anally raping her. Don't bite. They'll hurt you. That's right, kid, Tito said, keeping his cock buried in the child's throat, holding her head fast onto his cock. He twitched his cock a couple times and felt it move inside of her throat, felt her buck when he lifted it against her windpipe, buried deep inside her neck. You bite me, you won't live the day, Tito warned, moving the girl's head from side to side. The girl started to choke. Decide, girlie, I don't move until you agree not to bite. Will you bite me? Cindy shook her head in a panic. She had to breathe, anything so she could breathe. Her chest was on fire. Her bottom continued to be pounded by the man behind her, and this man wasn't letting her breathe. This time, at least, she would be able to close her mouth. She shook again, trying to make him understand she won't bite him again. She just needed to breathe. Tito felt the small girl rub her face into his crotch, his cock buried deep in her throat, and smiled. It felt incredible, so tight and wet. It was almost a shame to let her breathe. He would love to keep his cock in that smoothness till he shot his load right into her stomach. But he wasn't selfish. He wanted his friends to feel this and knew he had to back out. He moved his fingers around to the side of her head and eased her off carefully, feeling for the teeth to graze the skin of his cock. He felt the shaft leave her lips and the head pop out of her mouth as it vacated her throat and tap against the roof of her mouth. He slid it out, and the young girl gagged, a long line of drool falling out of her mouth. She coughed lightly as she raised her head. "You don't bite. We play nice. Listen to your sister, okay?" Tito advised. Cindy nodded. She knew he was serious as the man driving his thing into her bottom was in the elevator. She didn't want the ring back in her mouth. Her sister's panicked reaction told her that they had no choice but to do what these men wanted if they were going to see their mommy again. "Now give me your hand," Tito said, holding the girl's face between his palms. He felt her body moving back and forth as Jimbo continued to fuck her small, underdeveloped ass, forcing the two preteen sisters to rub their chests together, to smear the semen of the men between them. The girl on top, the one being anally raped by the foreman, lifted her hand and gave it to him. He took her hand and placed it around his cock. "Take your other hand and cut my balls." She looked up, not understanding. "My balls. My balls, bitch. These." He moved her hand over his testicles, rubbing the hair and sweat around, feeling her soft, baby-like skin touch him between his legs. Cindy realized what he meant by balls, and he used her other hand to cup the dark, hairy sack between his legs. It was very warm and moist, and Cindy could feel two small objects inside. She momentarily became fascinated, forgetting the man who continued to slide his cock in and out of her tight little bottom, which was wide open now. The muscles had given up after the brutal thrusting from the grown-up behind her. She moved her hand over the sack, feeling all around. "Oh, yeah, that's it. That's real nice. Now open your mouth, stick out your tongue," Tito told her, and Cindy did. She didn't want to be hurt again. It was easier to do what they said. She opened her little jaw. It was still sore from when he forced his way in it, but she opened it anyway and stuck out her tongue. Cindy felt him place the tip of his thing against it and start to stroke it quickly. Her hand under his. "Stroke me, like this." She followed his tempo for a second, and then he removed his hand, letting her do it. She wanted to be sure and do it just right, so she moved her hand from the bottom up over the ridge to the top and back again, trying to match the same rhythm that he had showed her, wanting to make him happy so he wouldn't hurt her again. She rubbed his balls some more, moving her hand back as far as she could, feeling the hair all the way to where his bottom started between his legs, feeling the part of his butt cheeks. "Yeah, stick your finger there. Yeah, do it." She moved her middle finger, small and delicate, up the crack of his bottom and felt around for his butthole. Finding it, she pressed her finger against it. It resisted at first, then she felt it press out and accept her finger, sucking it in. It was warm and moist inside there, much different from the outside skin that was rough and hairy. She continued to stroke his thing as fast as she could, keeping the tip pressing against her tongue. While she moved her finger around inside his bottom, the whole time she felt the man behind her holding her hips in place, pushing his cock all the way and all the way out of her butthole. She felt so open down there. It was wide and open. She felt some fluid dripping down her thighs and knew that it was blood. Knew that she was hurt by the man, by all these men. She stopped herself thinking of that as she felt herself start to panic again. Just lick. Just stroke, she reminded herself. Just poke. Sandy watched what her twin sister was doing, saw her stroke the adult penis on her tongue and move her fingers between the grown-up's legs to play with his bottom. She wanted to help her sister.
Tell him you want him to come. Oh, oh, tell him, Cindy.
Sandy advised as she felt the grown-ups ramming themselves into her got faster and harder with their thrust. She knew what that meant. They were getting ready to squirt. She wondered when they were going to pull out. They always pulled out and sprayed her. Shot their sticky liquid onto her face and body, on her uniform.
Come, mister?
Cindy started, mind reeling at trying to do so many things at once. The man ripping into her bottom started moving faster, pulling out farther, lengthening his strokes as he pummeled her butthole, making each thrust more forceful. She felt the sack between his legs slap against her each time he filled her up, the hair coarse and prickly against her underdeveloped cunny lips.
Please, come. Ow, my bottom. Ow, come, mister,
Cindy pleaded. Maybe he will stop if he comes. She noticed they liked to move faster the sooner they got to shooting their stuff. She sped up her hand, moved it faster over his hard thing, and poked her finger faster into his bottom, and she spoke to him.
Mister, come on my, ow, tongue, in my mouth. Please, mister, let me taste it. It...
Cindy felt her eyes start to tear and a sob build in her chest. Maybe this will stop if she can get this man to shoot his stuff in her mouth.
Please, mister, please come. I want it. In my mouth.
Tito felt the power of his orgasm approached, felt his cum build up in the length of his shaft. He looked down again at the little girl holding his penis. It looked obscene as it laid against this child's tongue, with her gazing up at him, pleading him to shoot his cum in her mouth. He noticed that she started crying as she tried to make him come, begging for him to squirt in her little mouth. Tito looked up at Jimbo and noticed his eyes rolled back in his head. Jimbo was getting ready to fill this little girl's rectum with his semen. Jimbo moved back one last time, tightened his grip on the child's waist, and rammed the full length of his cock hard into her ass and let out a mighty scream as he unleashed his orgasm into her bowels. Jimbo felt as his cock started to pulse and throb, as his cum worked its way out, one last thrust, and he was going to fill this girl up to the rim. As he buried himself inside her, her ass reflexed and milked his cock, squeezing it as each squirt flew out of the tip of his penis and shot deep into her, filling her up. Delicious waves of intense pleasure shook from his big frame as he held the child fast and felt her ass muscles ripple around his cock as they tried to close around his member, forcing his semen up and out of his balls. He felt the head of his cock get surrounded with cum inside of her, knowing he had filled her with his cum. In her desperation to have the men in front of her come, Cindy almost forgot about the man behind her, even though he was still thrusting his penis in her bottom. All of a sudden, she heard him gasp, grab her waist, and drive far inside of her, and then she felt it. She felt his thing spasm, grow thicker for a second, and then started squirting that stuff. She could feel it. It was hot and sticky, and it was shooting deep inside of her. It was filling her up. Right then, the man in front of her started to yell, and then she felt something land on her tongue, covering her taste buds. It was bitter and salty, and it felt slimy and sticky, and it was shooting into her mouth. She started to pull back, but it kept shooting and went up onto her face and her nose. She could feel it stick to her skin and ooze down her face. The man moved and put it back into her mouth as the last couple streams shot straight to the back of her mouth and down her throat. She gulped and swallowed it down, grimacing at the bitter taste.
Oh, oh, yeah, suck it now, suck it all out,
Tito told the child as he started thrusting his cock into her mouth. He felt his cum still in her mouth, still warm. He used his cock to push the cum back into her mouth, down her throat. Tito felt her tongue roll around the head of his penis, trying to avoid his semen. She obviously didn't like the taste of it. Oh well, it felt fucking fantastic. Hey Tito, watch this, Jimbo said as he lifted the young girl, pulled her lips off his cock, and removing his penis from her ass with an audible pop. He turned her over and placed her down on top of her twin sister, the 2 6-year-olds now facing opposite directions, Cindy's prepubescent crotch nestled right above her sister's cum-stained face. Sandy tried to think of what they wanted her to do. What more could they want from her? She tried to make them happy so they would stop hurting her, but it never seemed to help. They wanted more. She saw the man to her right move his fingers into her sister's abused bottom, digging into her bruised butthole, moving deep past the first 2 knuckles. She felt her sister shudder on top of her as the grown-up probed inside her bottom with his thick, hairy finger. Jimbo rooted around inside the child's ass with his finger, his wedding ring rubbing against the girl's sphincter, and he felt around inside the warm, moist inside of the girl's rectum. He felt his cum that he first shot into her ass a few seconds before. He scooped up a healthy dollop on his fingers and pulled it out of her butthole, watching a strand of cum, blood, and sweat link the tips of his middle and index finger with the bruised and abused opening. The look on her sister's face as she pieced together what he was going to do was priceless. He's going to make me eat it, Sandy thought. The man moved his fingers closer to her mouth, and she snapped her jaws shut. She couldn't do that. She couldn't. It was too much. She saw the fingers come close to her, and she pursed her lips. Her mind screamed, no. She felt the hand of the other man, Tito, grope under her jaw and pinch. Her mouth popped open and the big man rammed his fingers into her mouth and rubbed the cum onto her tongue. Suck my fingers. Suck the cum off of it, you little whore. Come on, you know you want to. Jimbo laughed as the young girl used her tongue to push the fingers out of her mouth and only succeeded in licking them, spreading the cum and blood around in her tiny mouth. She loves it. She saw Tito push his fingers into her sister's butthole and bring out another bunch of cum. Jimbo held her jaw open as Tito fucked her mouth with his fingers, making her stomach turn at the taste and smell of what was being swabbed around inside of her mouth. Cindy felt another pair of fingers probe inside of her and take some of the liquid out. She heard the men yelling behind her, telling her twin sister to suck it. Those men were forcing her sister to suck the juice out of her bottom. She opened her eyes and watched the two penises continue to impale her sister's preteen opening, the lips of her underdeveloped vagina gripping the hard shaft of the man who had forced his way into her, the blood streaks of her ruptured cunny still visible as it thrust in and out. She felt a hand move onto her head and turn slightly, so her mouth was right above the top of her sister's little slit. The man slid his cock out and without missing a stroke slid it into her mouth. She tasted the blood and juices from her twin's privates. The man slid it out, sighed, and pumped it back into her sister. The action was repeated several times, each time accompanied by a groan or a sigh or a bad word like, oh shit, or fuck. You gotta try this action, the man exclaimed, and Cindy saw the man who had his thing in his sister's butthole pull it out, and before she could move, the hand holding her head pulled her over and forced her mouth onto it, right from her sister's bottom into her mouth. The taste was horrible. It was slimy and strong, and her head was forced up and down, first on one of the cocks, then the other. When she wasn't sucking on one, it would be placed inside her sister's cunny or her butthole, only to be removed and rammed inside her mouth again, down her throat. Then, as Cindy had learned, the inevitable happened. The men started moving faster. They started groaning louder, and she expected them to shoot in her mouth. She readied herself for the brutal assault that her throat was going to have to endure one more time. But it didn't happen. The man driving inside Sandy's cunny drove deep, shuddered, and screamed at the top of his lungs. He must have shot his stuff inside of her. She didn't have to drink it like before. She was so happy at that. And the man below her, same thing. He was in her bottom and he left it in her as his stuff came out. She knew because he screamed really loudly. I'm coming. Oh, fuck yes, I'm coming. Coming. And they stopped moving back and forth and pulled out. Thank God, Cindy thought. She couldn't have done that again. She felt hands grab her and lift her off. They turned around and let her head rest on the board that the man was lying on, between his and her sister's legs. She was able to rest for a second as the men moved around her. She looked up and saw the man's thing still buried inside her sister's bottom. But the man in her opening had removed, and there was a little trickle of white stuff coming out. With the hole still holding itself open, after being force-fucked by the adult cock for so long. The men moved around, and she saw her sister's body being raised right over her face. Then she realized she was going to have to suck it out of her sister's cunny. Her mind reeled at the concept, but she couldn't act fast enough. She felt her sister's body be forced down and her crotch drop onto her nose and mouth, the moistness enveloping her lips and chin. She could taste the slime as they rubbed her sister's privates all over her face. Then the man took his penis out of her bottom, and a large drop of cum left her butthole right above her eyes. She felt it drop onto the bridge of her nose and get spread around by the men manipulating her sister's body, smearing it all over her preteen face. It was gooey and sticky and was rubbed into her forehead, her cheeks, her lips, and her chin. She had to breathe. Her nose was blocked by the crack of her twin's ass. She had to inhale. She readied herself and sucked in air deep. The inevitable happened, and her mouth was filled with the creamy residue that had gathered while she kept her mouth closed as long as possible. It dropped into her mouth, and she swallowed quickly, hoping to avoid the taste. Her sister was lifted off of her and placed next to her, face to face. The twins looked at each other, their faces streaked with semen, virginal blood that had come from each other's privates. They saw the dried cum, sweat, and blood collected in various places on their small 6-year-old faces. The two young girls looked at each other in shock. They had always enjoyed looking at each other. It was always like a mirror. Now the girls didn't know what to think. What was more horrifying, the face in front of them, or the fact that their faces looked the same? "Clean each other off," an anonymous voice said, and the two girls did. They both knew what happened if they refused. They carefully wiped and licked and sucked each other's faces, the forehead, the eyelids, the cheeks, the lips of their sister, their twin, swallowing all matter of semen, blood, sweat, and whatever else marred their once innocent beauty. Eventually, their faces started shining with each other's saliva. Cindy and Sandy felt the caressing feel of the tongues, and gentle fingers did wonders after the brutality they were forced to endure this morning. "Now, have you little girls learned your lesson?" Jimbo asked as he came over to them, both sitting up, their uniform in tatters. Cindy's Mulan panties still ripped and torn, hanging only by a small remnant of elastic. The girls nodded. "And that lesson would be?"
"We let you do what you want," Cindy said. "Anything," Sandy concluded.
"Only me?" Jimbo inquired, trying to entrap the girls. They shook their heads in unison, their red hair flowing freely, not an hour again, now matted down by dried cum.
"Any man," Cindy said.
"Anyone," Cindy corrected. "Good. Let's go teach that to your sister," Jimbo said, taking one of the girls' hand in each of his and leading them off where their sister had been tied.